This interview was recorded for the Dursingham Millennium History Project on the 3rd of March 1998. Can I have your full name, please?
Roy William Hipkin.
Do you have a nickname that you prefer?
No, they just call me Roy. That's what they're
You can't called really shorten Roy. And when did you first come to Dursingham?
Well, I came to Dursingham when I was 11, and I lived with my grandparents at Dodds Hill, Dursingham, and that's over 50 years ago now.
So, had your grandparents always lived in the village?
Yes, at Dodds Hill, Dursingham, and they worked for Mr. Dick Stanton, the farmer.
Right.
My grandfather was the head teaman on Stanton's farm.
So, you basically, your family is right back in history.
Yes, and their names were Mindham.
Do other members of your family live in the village?
Yes. Yes. I have my daughter, Diane, who lives in Dursingham. My son, Paul, lives in Dursingham. My son, Peter, lives in Schoenborn. My son, Colin, lives in Dursingham also. And my daughter lives in Heacham.
Good. Now, what are your earliest memories of Dursingham?
Well, only as much as when I started in business as a carpenter and joiner, around the Old Hall workshops, which was in 1964.
So what school? Did you go to Dursingham School?
Yes, and prior to that I went to Dursingham Modern Secondary School.
And that was when Mr... Who was the head then?
Mr. Willis was headmaster then.
Oh, that's right.
And the woodwork master there was Mr. Aubrey Bell. And I used to get extra classes and extra time for doing carpentry and joinery because I felt that that's what I seemed to be best at. And I entered in an exhibition at King's Lynn with a fire curve, which Mr. Aubrey Bell was organising, and I got 98% with this particular project that I put in there.
So Mr. Bell presumably realised that you had the potential to be a builder?
Yes. Well, I won the woodwork award that they had at the St. George's School at that particular time. And that was really basically down to Mr. Bell.
So you went straight from school into an apprenticeship?
Yes. Yes. I went from school to F.W. Shanks, which was at Hunstanton. And in which I served a 5-year apprenticeship, which was started in approximately 1951. And from there, I served the 5 years apprenticeship, which I attended the Technical College at King's Lynn on basically day release. And then, after finishing my apprenticeship, I was then made general foreman of the building firm, for which I stayed on for about another 10 years. And then in approximately 1964, I started my own business in carpentry and joinery round at the Old Hall, Dursingham, in the workshop round there, yes.
The Old Hall?
Yes, which was owned at that particular time by Mrs. Phyllis Jarry.
Yes, yes.
Who was quite a character of the village.
Yes. I remember her. She's no longer with us, is she?
No. Her father was she was the daughter of a well-known businessman in this area, Mr. Kirkland, who had Kirkland's shop at King's Lynn.
Yes.
And then from doing general woodwork and general building, like conservatories and small extensions and so forth, and then in 1975, I was doing a job for Mr. Owen Green, or Mrs. Owen Green, doing the bathrooms conversion, and she told me they were selling 15 acres of land down Station Road, Dursingham, which she thought had potential for building and development. So I then purchased this land off Mrs. Balding.
So where this was behind sort of Station Road?
That's correct.
Yes.
As you go on the brow of the hill at Station Road.
Yes, and this was after the Masson development had been finished, presumably, was it?
No. Mr. Masson's development was progressing.
Yes.
At the Old Hall development at the time.
Yes.
And then I applied for planning permission in 1975, or around about 75, 76, for 11 dwellings, which were refused. And then we went to appeal, and we won the permission on appeal for the 11 properties. And then whilst we was building the 11 properties at Station Road, Dursingham, a condition of the planning permission was that we erected traffic lights at the junction with the A149.
Yes, they were, I think, concerned, weren't they, that there would be...
Too much traffic?
That's right. I mean, several people have talked about the awful problem before the bypass,
yes,
of getting through this village,
yes,
particularly on a Sunday.
Yes.
And I suppose they thought Station Road people would never have got out if there'd been any more building down there.
Well, exactly. But we had already in our programme indicated that we were going to come out with a second access at the Dunkow corner.
Yes.
Because I owned the cottages the other side of the road there, which the land would need to be, a certain amount of the land would be taken off to widen the A149 route.
Yes.
So we knew that we could actually do that. And subsequently, we sold the houses and down on the first phase of the development, and I supplied the traffic lights at a cost of £20,000, which was quite a substantial amount at that time. And which, I mean, I know it helped me to get my development started, but it also helped all the people down in Valley Rose as well.
From someone who's lived there all the time,
it
has been wonderful.
Yes.
I mean, it stopped the problem of getting out on that corner. It made it so easy, and I always felt we were very lucky to have those traffic lights, because a lot of towns and villages don't have them.
No.
And often people say, well, now, of course, that the bypass is built, we don't really need them. But we do. There's still plenty of traffic coming through.
Well, I mean, Dursingham's basically a Category 1 village, isn't it? I mean, and...
What does that mean?
That means you've got all the amenities within the village, like schools, bakers, butchers, fish and chip shop, doctor's surgeries, libraries, etc.
Yes.
And that's why it's Category 1 village. And... So as I say, we actually progressed with the Mountbatten development, and then subsequently we applied for more planning permission, which we called the second phase of the development. And we obtained the planning permission for the second phase of the development, and we obviously progressed down on the site. And in the meantime, we found that we needed a new pumping station, so I provided the land for the AWA, which they supplied the pumping station, which actually took all the foul sewage for all Dursingham.
Aha, right.
And so after that, with the AWA forming a new pumping station, they allowed us to continue with the phase two of the development down Mountbatten Road. And then we progressed, and obviously we sold those houses, and then we applied for phase three.
Now, where does phase three go to?
Phase three goes right out and comes right out at the Dunkow corner. That's the final phase.
Right. Yes.
And in that phase, I suggested to the Borough Council that we could do with some old people's bungalows,
yes,
within this development, because it was such a large development. And they agreed to purchase land off me for, I think it was 36 old people's bungalows.
Right.
And with the finance then, I then was able to put the Dunkow corner in, which gave us access onto the A149. And we actually continued building there, and it's been going on, the ongoing development now, overall for about 20 years, the Mountbatten development.
Yes.
And in that time, as I say, I've also supplied land for a church, which is now St. Celia's.
Yes.
And we then, also we have got three shops passed. And I also put some of the drainage for the new budgeons, which was on the former Dunkow
yes
land.
Yeah.
And as I say, the development came to a close in, well, not to a close completely, because there's another extension which is now called Sandringham View, which Mr. Souter is now doing. I had the opportunity to buy it, but I felt that the finances and what one had to come up with to do that development was going to be way beyond me.
Yes.
And after 20 years on that
site,
I was getting a bit tired.
Yes. So basically, you have provided the village with an awful lot of the houses.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
I would think we had at least 300 on that development.
Now, from a builder's perspective, because a lot of people that I've interviewed have said that basically we have nearly finished now in this village, because we have looked at the land availability, and once that last section is finished, apart from odd little infills, there really is no more land, because everybody says that they like the village as it is and they wouldn't like to see it get any bigger.
I believe Mr. Soot has got planning permission down there on the Sandringham View development, which has come off the Mountbatten development, for 368 houses. I would think he's done about 100 houses at
yes.
the moment. And as you rightly say, there's no more land left in the village.
So once those are built,
yes,
I think that will be it,
apart from a few infill individual
yes.
plots.
And do you think yourself, living here, that is as big as you would like to see the village get?
Well, yes, otherwise we'll be coming to basically a small town.
Yes.
I mean, I think we're 4,500 people now, and that will probably go up to 6,500 times Mr. Souter's done. But because Mr. Souter was building this large development, I, on 4.5 acres of land, just beyond Erzingham Station, and I then went to the English Estates development, because I thought that we would need to create a bit of employment in Erzingham with such a large village as it's going to work out to be. And English Estates agreed with me, and so did the Borough Council, and we then provided land to build 4 workshop units at the bottom of Erzingham Station.
Yes.
And I've put all the drains and sewers in that land to take up anything else that's required in the future regarding commercial. Like, say, if the village expands, which it will do, that we might need a site for a new sports hall. Or there was talk at one stage, because the fire station where it's situated now is in a dreadful place at Dodds Hill, Erzingham.
Yes, very difficult to get at.
And the Norfolk County Council owns the old station yard, and it would come across my land for a new fire station, which would give it complete access to the new bypass,
yes.
which would be convenient for Sandringham mm-hmm. or wherever
yes.
to serve all Erzingham.
And certainly much quicker
and
than that awful situation now
yes,
in an emergency.
With sole access for the fire station to the bypass.
Yes.
Which would give it a quick access to Sandringham, certainly.
Yes.
So and that, the rest of Erzingham.
So that the existing station road closure to the bypass would go on for, you know, it would still be impossible to get out there except for emergencies like a fire.
Where I propose the new, if it came about, the new fire station would be down towards Wolfden Way further.
Yes.
Along, not touching the existing access down onto Station Road at all.
Right.
That would come 2/3 of the way down onto the bypass, very near the amenity area, which has been supplied by the Norfolk County Council, which is based on the bypass.
Yes, the picnicky area.
That's correct,
yes.
Yeah.
Now, going on, I believe you've represented quite a lot of the sort of clubs and organisations in the village and helped them. Could you tell us something about that?
Well, I was president, I've been president of the Erzingham Football Club for 25 years. And during that time, I've seen lots of changes with sponsorship from various people and all this, that and the other. And
would you say we've been fairly successful as a football team?
Well, we've certainly got one of the best grounds in West Norfolk,
yes.
The football club. And of course now, instead of having a first team and a second 11, they've actually got 4 teams. They might even have 5 now. I mean, as I retired as president from the football club, I'm now an honorary MetLife member. But I don't attend functions, but I don't attend the matches, only cup finals and so forth nowadays. Yes, and I was also made president of the North West Norfolk Football League.
Right.
For the whole of the North West Norfolk area. And I'm also president of the Albert Victor Bowles Club, which I provided the material and built the place for the Albert Victor Bowles Club. And basically, I'm still the president of the Albert Victor Bowles Club.
Because is that where the Albert Victor pub used to be?
No, it's on the opposite side of the road.
Right.
It was in Mr. Tuck's garden, which used to be a garden centre years and years ago. And it's a little lane that goes at the back onto a big piece of ground at the back, which is now the Albert Victor Bowles Club.
Right.
As I say, we built that club, and that's quite successful now.
Good, good.
Yeah, and as you know, regarding, I don't know whether to come in at this time with the parish council things, is it?
Yes, that's fine.
Well, as you know, I've been a member of the Dursingham Parish Council for well over 20 years, and which I still am a member.
Yes.
You know, and of course that's grown and got really more professional. And we're taking on far more at parish council level now than we ever did. I mean, like street lighting and all various things in the village. I mean, because still the roads and paths, etc., still come under Norfolk County Council. But we're actually taking on more and more, and it seems that the borough would like us, like the parish, to take on more than ever, like recreation grounds and sports fields and. And certainly, I mean, they've taken on litter bins and dog fouling bins and all sorts of things in the village.
Yes. And presumably you'll have quite a bit of input into the ideas that are working for the Millennium.
Oh, yes. Well, I would have thought that the Parish Council will soon have to come on board with the Millennium Committee to see what is available regarding grants form or whatever they want to do.
Yes.
And at this particular stage, I don't think the Parish Council is that involved at the moment.
I believe there is going to be a meeting because Mr. Pratt,
the chairman, he said that we soon got to do something to, because there is a Millennium Committee, as I believe.
That's right, yes.
So we'll see what transpires and what help the Parish Council can give.
It'll be very handy,
yes.
Now, what would you say was the most important day you've ever spent in the village? Can you think of any one particular one?
In Dursing, the most important day? Yes. When I came to Dursingham as the Deputy Mayor to present the prizes for various functions that they had on the recreation ground for like a sports day, be here as a boy and then come back here as the Deputy Mayor.
Yes, you were elected Deputy Mayor when?
Yes, I was elected Deputy Mayor in 1990, in which I served for 1991.
Right.
On the Borough Council of King's Lynn, which I'd been a member for 6 years. I'd served Dursingham as a member of the Borough Council. And subsequently, I was also Vice Chairman of Development Estates on the Borough Council for those 5 or 6 years. And as I say, I was made Deputy Mayor, which I served 1991.
Yes, so it was really a lovely sort of honourable thing to do, to come back.
Well, yes, it was. You know, that was quite nice to come to the sports field. And I mean, lots of the people who played football and were involved in sports, I obviously knew them all. And to come there in your chain of office in the chauffeur-driven car was quite, you know. From when we first started, and I was a Holgy boy up on Stanton's farm with my uncle.
You look back and think, look at me now.
Yes.
So that was the most important. Now, what were some of the worst times? I mean, people have been here during floods, when the station closed down, during the wartime. Which of those things can you remember as being particularly
awful? As a young boy, I can remember one instance, the floods, the first floods, I think they were the floods were in about 1955.
Yes, sometime around then.
And I, as a young lad, I went down to Dursingham Station, and Mr. Cliff Richard, who was then the postman at the time, the water was right up to the old Dursingham Station, and I and several other people and the policeman, we all went across the marshes, and we found a lady that had been missing, drowned, in a dike there, and I helped to carry her. And she was subsequently put in the drill hall at Dursingham, where unfortunately all the people who had been drowned.
That was dreadful, wasn't
yes,
it? You can't
imagine
it.
Really, a horrible,
now.
Horrible. And living at Dodds Hill, Dursingham at the time, I never really forgot it, because every time I used to walk by, I always thought of that.
Yes, yeah. We are in a slightly different position now, are we
yes,
not?
Yes.
We couldn't have that flooding again.
No, because after that flooding, the NRE, National Rivers Authority, or NRA, they built a bank all the way along Snettisham Beach and all the way, I think, through to Wolferton. So the chance of that happening or coming up to Dursingham Station now are quite remote.
And even then, the station is about as far as up as it could get anyway, because there is quite a good hill from there,
Yeah. Well, as I say, I went down there that day and the water was actually up to Dursingham Station.
Mm.
And then as it receded, they were then looking for the people that had been drowned or missing.
Dreadful thing.
And as a young lad, I went there, and I went there, and I can remember that day.
Yes.
Really, awful. Really particularly.
Now, the biggest changes you've seen. Now, of course, most people talk about the building.
Yes, which I've been responsible for.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Can you think of any other change from your own point of view?
Well, like from the parish council's point of view, I mean, with all the trouble now with people being mugged and the crime, etc. It's very good that Dursingham has supplied all these street lighting in Dursingham,
yes.
And I think that Dursingham has been really lit up.
Yes.
Some people don't like it, but it's certainly safe for people to walk about at nights, certainly with the lights providing. And I think generally overall, like as I say, Dursingham's got the best recreation ground and best sports field reputed within West Norfolk.
Really?
Yes.
And certainly we have a good safety record. We don't get a lot of crime in this village, do we?
Well, we have a community policeman who comes to our parish council meetings every month, and we keep quite close contact with.
Yes.
So, you know, I think that the village has progressed. I know like the building, which I've basically been responsible for, but then it's given us money with more income from rates,
yes,
to do these things.
Yes.
Because if you live in a smaller village, they can't do the street lighting, etc., because they haven't got the income to come from the borough to do
right.
all these things.
Yes.
So by getting an influx of population here, it's given us more income.
Yes, and we are, as you say, got lots of useful amenities. I mean, our library is wonderful.
Well, you know, we've got, I think, as I say, there's virtually everything in Dursingham.
Yes, yes. We could do, the one thing people object to is not having a bank.
Well, I've tried NatWest, I've tried Barclays, and because Barclays were in Dursingham, and they said it didn't pay. But my argument is that when they were in Dursingham before, there was probably about 1,800 residents. Now there's 4,500, likely to be 6,000
yes.
plus. I think that a bank would go, and I feel that the best place for a bank would be in the region of where the new Budgeons is.
Yes, would be a very useful thing.
Yes, and as I say, I tried Barclays, but I haven't tried lately, but I think I probably might have another go at them.
I think people would be very grateful if we could.
But they said their opening places, Barclays, Oral, and NatWest, and Midland, etc., they seem to be closing them.
Yes. Now, one of the questions I always ask is, what would you like to see happen in the village in the future? Now, can you think of anything that we haven't already got?
Well, I mean, it's. I feel that I'm thinking as a builder now and a developer, which was sort of long-term thing. If we have a lot of youngsters which have been built on the Sandringham View site,
yes,
you've got to try and have some employment. And these four units at Dursingham, seem to take a long time to start up, but they're all full now, employing about 24 people, and I feel that we could either do with another four in the future, or and then we'd probably need some sports facilities or something for them. And that's why I've supplied the ground down near Dursingham Station with all the facilities like the drains, the sewers, the water, etc. Because I cannot see any other land in Dursingham where they could go.
No. So hopefully that would be some more employment.
Well, yes. It'd be quite handy for people in Dursingham just to work down at Dursingham Station, wouldn't it? Yes. They're only small workshop units, but then there's about 24 people employed there at the moment.
That's very good.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now, a rather odd one. Are you going to retire and be buried in the village?
Well, I am actually semi-retired at the moment.
Right.
And I certainly intend staying here.
So hopefully you'll be buried in the village.
Yes, yes.
And what does the millennium, this year 2000, mean to you?
Well, because I think I'm right in saying it's about 2 years off.
Yes.
At the moment. And it seems very funny that people don't really seem to actually think about anything until it's almost upon.
Yes.
And I feel that with the millennium, I think that Dursingham will do certainly more than most villages. And there is a millennium committee at the moment, which I think you're one of the members. And when I think that they can get the parish council on board, I feel that something can be worked out, that they can do something which will enhance Dursingham.
Yes, because I think we need to. We're a big village. We need to have something we can look back with pride and say this was our millennium.
But we mustn't leave it too long, because if you do any a building project or whatever, you've actually got to get the land, you've got to get the planning permission in, you've got to get it approved, and you've actually got to build it.
Yes.
And so somehow somebody's got to start thinking of a project and start getting things organised regarding the planning and if we want any funds from various bodies, you've got to be seen to be doing something yourselves.
Yes. Well, there are ideas now started.
Yeah,
and
good.
As you say, once the council get involved, I think we'll go on from there.
Yes.
Now, I always ask if people have any photographs or newspaper cuttings that, when this all comes together, we could use. How do you think you have any?
Oh yes, I've got quite a lot of photographs. I've got a main photo of when we started the Mountbatten development, the first phase, which is there, and I would also like to give to your committee. Like when we became the deputy mayor of Portfolio, which would be nice for people to look at.
If we could have some photocopies of things like that, yes, it would
and
certainly be.
And we got
be
one very nice one in the album of when we met the Queen Mother.
Yes.
And that is really outstanding one, which is in the album.
Yes, so these are the sort of things that the villages of the future will find very interesting.
Yes, yes.
Because it's sometimes you don't realise what's gone on in the past.
No.
Right, thank you very much, Mr.